from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Dozens dead in Afghanistan attack. Afghan officials say more than 40 people have been killed and 84 others wounded in a suicide attack on a building in Kabul that houses a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran. Mariama Diallo has the story.
A spokesman for Afghan Ministry of Public Health told reporters four women and two children were among those killed in the blast. Responding to criticism over a lack of security around the building, Afghan officials said the cultural center did not inform police prior to holding Thursday's event. President Ashraf Ghani called the attack a crime against humanity. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Reporter Ayaz Ghul spoke to VOA from Pakistan. Ghul said neighboring countries such as Pakistan and Iran worry about the growing strength of the Islamic State.
The Islamic State fighters are targeting mostly civilians in Afghanistan, and that is obviously creating big problems, big challenges for Afghan security forces who are already struggling to contain advances of the Taliban insurgency.
The United States announced Thursday that full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision on visas but said that it had not provided the U.S. any such assurances. U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on Twitter Thursday that there will never be a friendly solution to North Korea if China continues to allow oil into North Korea. This is VOA News. Doug Bernard reports that the United States Africa Command says that U.S. airstrikes killed four members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group and destroyed a vehicle carrying explosives near the Somali capital.
The strike, carried out Wednesday evening, 25 kilometers west of Mogadishu, prevented the vehicle-borne improvised explosive device from being used against civilians in the capital. The U.S. Africa Command statement also said no civilians were killed in the strike, which was carried out in coordination with Somalia's federal government. The United States has carried out over 30 such airstrikes against terrorist group Al-Shabaab and a small but growing number of Islamic State-linked fighters in the past year. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
A day after President Emmerson Mnangagwa appointed them as Zimbabwe's vice presidents, retired General Constantino Chiwenga and Defense Minister Kembo Mahadi took their oaths of office. General Chiwenga, who led the operation that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign, spoke to reporters about his new position.
I feel good because I have to work for my country. Once we have been allotted the tasks to do, then we go on. What I can tell you will be the difference is that there will be teamwork. We are going to work as a team. Yeah, and we will help under His Excellency the President. We'll work as a team and we will deliver.
Chiwenga becomes the third general in Mnangagwa's 24-member cabinet, raising fears that the army will try to influence Zimbabwe's politics when elections are held in the middle of next year. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatist rebels have conducted the biggest prisoner swap since the war broke out in 2014. It fulfills a key part of a two-year-old ceasefire deal, Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and clergy greeting captives released by pro-Russian rebels. Under the terms of a two-year-old ceasefire deal, 74 Ukrainian prisoners of war were to be exchanged with 306 pro-Russian separatists held by Kiev. Poroshenko said all 74 are now home. About 100 more Ukrainians remain in rebel hands.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Brazil's top prosecutor has launched a legal challenge against pardons granted by President Michel Temer just before Christmas, saying they are unconstitutional and threaten a probe into the country's largest ever corruption scandal. The pardons, traditionally granted by the Brazilian president around Christmas, are applied to criminals meeting certain conditions, including having already served part of their sentence. But Temer drew sharp criticism for public prosecutors and on social media last week by making the rules more generous. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.